Welcome to Test Don't Guess, the podcast created for unlicensed health practitioners who love chatting about functional lab testing. I'm Jensen, your host. I'm a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, developer of the HTMA analysis app, and creator of the Instant HTMA professional course. But here, I'm just your curious colleague who wants to know all about the functional lab tests that you're using, how you learn to properly interpret them, and how incorporating labs has impacted your confidence and your practice. In this season of Test Don't Guess, we're going to talk with practitioners, course creators, and lab experts to help you navigate the world of functional testing, and I am super glad you're here. Remember, this is a podcast intended for learning purposes only, and it does not provide professional legal or medical advice. If you've been working with clients as a functional practitioner for really any amount of time, I'd venture to bet that you've come across a client or two who's in the perinatal timeframe. Whether they are preconception and taking the steps to have a healthy pregnancy, they might already be pregnant and wanting to feel as good as possible and give their baby everything that they can, or they are postpartum and realizing that they may need to support their body differently than before. Working with clients during this time is obviously incredibly rewarding, but it can also be a little daunting because we know we need to approach these clients differently when it comes to our recommendations, but it's hard to know where to find the right information. And that's exactly where our guests today, Mary Ann Marks and Sarah Russell, come in. Even for myself, I actually haven't publicly announced this yet, but I thought now would be a perfect and fun time to share that I had my second little girl in 2023. I absolutely adore my midwife. I loved working with her. And when I got lab results back throughout my pregnancy, it was always so helpful and reassuring to hear that it's normal for certain markers to be higher or lower due to pregnancy. So in today's episode, I'm honored to get the opportunity to talk with Mary Ann and Sarah about interpreting blood work during preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum. Mary Ann is the founder and CEO of LabSmarts, a bio-individual blood work interpretation software. So obviously we have a lot in common when it comes to our love of automating functional lab analysis. And she's also a holistic nutrition consultant and functional medicine practitioner, widely regarded by her peers as the go-to source for blood chemistry analysis. Mary Ann has combined the skills from her 20 years in the tech industry with the skills from her 9 years in holistic health to create a tool that helps practitioners be more effective and efficient at interpreting blood work to improve client outcomes. Sarah has run an active nutritional therapy practice for close to a decade, offered mentoring to other entrepreneurial nutritionists, and authored 3 robust family-building courses, the Feed Your Body, Grow Your Family series. She holds a PhD in Italian studies from UC Berkeley and is a certified functional nutritional therapy practitioner. She and her son live in Tuscany on a thriving farm of olive trees, kiwis, and rabbit. Now, Mary Ann and Sarah work together teaching practitioners specifically how to interpret blood work in preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum. I am so excited to share this episode with you. Let's get into it.
I wanted to introduce both of you. So I have Mary Ann and Sarah, Mary Ann Marks and Sarah Russell joining me today. And so if you guys could just do a quick introduction of yourselves and we can get into all the conversation about the perinatal timeframe and lab work.
Yeah, sure. Mary Ann Marks. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called LabSmarts. It's a blood work interpretation software. I left my corporate job in the tech world in 2014. Got into nutrition school and just love blood work analysis. So I thought, well, you know, maybe I should turn my automated spreadsheet into some software. And I've been working on this software since 2018. I started and you know, that we could talk more about that after.
Yeah. So I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner. I finished my certification in 2013. When I was still living in the US, and then I moved after having a one-on-one practice for 2 years in Berkeley, I moved to the Tuscan countryside in 2015 and have been running a remote practice with clients worldwide, in addition to mentoring practitioners and creating and teaching courses over the past several years.
And how did you guys connect?
I'll take this. We connected through a mutual friend and colleague of ours, Victoria LaFont Jackson. She's amazing. And she was doing our marketing separately at the time. And And she said, you two have to meet because Sarah's doing a lot of work with pregnancy. And in your software, you have some pregnancy reference ranges. And so Sarah and I met and Sarah became a user of my software. And she's like, well, you need to add more reference ranges for all these different markers and for different trimesters of pregnancy because they change drastically. And so Sarah and I just started, as I started to do research, we said, there's so much here. Let's turn this into a course. So we started doing research together. I implemented the ranges in the software. And as throughout our research, we started to create this course together to teach practitioners on how to interpret blood work throughout the different trimesters of pregnancy.
That's such important work because, as you guys know, we'll get the blood work back for our clients. And if they're pregnant, there are certain things that it's like, oh no, but that's supposed to be high or that's supposed to be low right now. And so tell me more about the research process that went into, you know, creating all these reference ranges and all the information that's available.
I mean, I could take this real quick because it started with me in the software trying to do this research for each of the markers that I have in the software on, you know, how those markers change throughout pregnancy. So Sarah and I were just devouring different blood work in pregnancy books and scouring PubMed. And we had this huge document that we would go through and look through different markers and see how they change. And then, you know, it took us about a year to come up with all those different ranges and really vet them through different processes. And I don't know if you have any more to say on the research process, Sarah.
I do. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I started researching years ago, just on the clinical side as needed, when people would come to me with their pregnancy lab work. And there are very few markers that are actually adjusted for pregnancy on lab reports. So whenever something would come up like weird, I would just go on to PubMed. But every single time, it was very time consuming to PubMed or to the Teats Book of Clinical Chemistry to look at how things shifted during pregnancy and if there was a trimester by trimester change. Because what I realized is it was really easy to assume that somebody's, you know, health was poor or something very wrong was happening with them. Like, you know, why are their white blood cells so high? Do they have an infection? They feel fine. Like, what is going on with that? So it was an incredibly time consuming process. And it was hard for me. I'm not like Marianne. I'm not really a spreadsheet person. I'm a notebook person. I write things down in pen. So I had all these handwritten notes in different notebooks just scattered all over my house on how things change in pregnancy. And it was so nice to be able to connect with Marianne so that I didn't have to reinvent the wheel and do the research every single time all over again.
Yeah. I feel like there's no other resource out there like this. Like when, as you guys put this out, I mean, there's nothing else that really does this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We've looked, there's nothing else out there that is, has the with the course and how we teach people and then in the software, which is nice for me that nobody else has the automated adjustments of different reference ranges throughout each trimester.
Okay. Right. Right. Can you, maybe each of you can take one. Can you give me an example or two of specific markers that must be assessed differently? I know you mentioned white blood cells.
Yeah. Yeah. So white blood cells go up drastically, mainly because of how much neutrophils rise. They increase by almost, you know, by over 200% compared to non-pregnancy ranges, and how much they increase compared to non-pregnancy changes from trimester to trimester, but it's really amazing. And then we look at the neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio and how that increases, because the neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio is known to indicate specific risk factors for adverse pregnancy outcomes. So looking at that number, if it's, you know, if it goes up past 5.8, then we know that certain risks are increased during that pregnancy, and we keep a closer eye on the person and work on them more functionally.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know when we were doing this research that neutrophil, the body creates more neutrophils to help with the placenta development and the remodeling of the arteries that feed the placenta. And I didn't know that neutrophils were a big part of that whole process. And that's the main reason why those increase. There's another one that's pretty neat, that the kidneys enlarge throughout pregnancy, and that to increase its filtration rate to try to get rid of toxins. So those toxins that the mother has from who knows where don't go to the fetus. So the EGFR, that's a marker of kidney filtration, estimated, that range increases dramatically. I don't know, maybe 50-70%, which then in turn, if you'll see on the blood work, like some of the waste products like BUN, creatinine, uric acid, those should all decrease throughout pregnancy because the kidneys are filtering out those even more. I mean, there's so many different ones. I mean, alkaline phosphatase increases dramatically in the second and third trimester because the placenta is creating more of that enzyme. I mean, I don't know, more than 50 different markers change pretty drastically throughout pregnancy.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you guys recommend testing preconception and then throughout pregnancy, is that right? And then obviously postpartum as well. How frequently would you say?
Well, every 3 months, it's good to run some labs. So, you know, preconception, typically, you know, people will come to me 3 to 6 months prior to their target conception timeline. Sometimes people will come to me where they've already been trying to conceive for a long time, so they might conceive right away. But typically, I'll have people run lab work about every 3 months. Sometimes preconception, it could be a little bit longer, say if, you know, if the couple is healthy and it just takes them a little longer than say 3 months to conceive, they might then do their next labs in the first trimester of pregnancy, and it might be a little longer than 3 months. But yeah, it's good to run specific markers before. Both male and female patients should run specific nutrient markers and additional metabolic markers prior to conceiving, because that can help increase their pregnancy and the epigenetic outcomes, and so that they are fertile and having a healthy baby with a greater epigenetic potential. So versus, you know, once the woman is already pregnant, then we want to keep an eye on specific metabolic markers, and depending on what is going on in her nutrition, what we saw preconception, or, you know, if somebody comes to me who didn't work with me in the preconception period, then I would want to look at certain baseline nutrition markers as well. And of course, we look at thyroid function before conception. And then in people who have issues with thyroid, it's important to keep an eye on that in during pregnancy as well. Otherwise, it's a good idea, even in people who are healthy, to look at a full thyroid panel again in the third trimester before heading into postpartum, just to identify people who are at higher risk of having, say, postpartum thyroiditis, which can be associated with a rise in adverse outcomes of all kinds in the postpartum period.
Absolutely.
We found some other, you know, specific areas around preeclampsia. So you want to make sure you would test uric acid, GGT, and lactate dehydrogenase in the first trimester. So those are markers of preeclampsia. Like Sarah said, I mean, the basics, CBC, CMP, iron panel and preconception, but then iron gets a little bit wonky in the first trimester. So you don't need to really test it then, but maybe, you know, second and third, you want to check to make sure things are all right there.
Have you ever found yourself feeling like everyone is speaking a secret language? Trust me, I have been there. I vividly remembered feeling major imposter syndrome as I saw practitioners throwing around terms like GI map and mycotox profile and HTMA test. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Turns out the more seasoned practitioners knew something that I didn't know. They knew that as holistic health practitioners, we are able to use our certifications to get access to various lab companies so that we can use all kinds of different lab testing with our clients that will ultimately help guide our recommendations. And side note, this made my data-loving brain so excited. As someone who color-coded their own blood results in a massive Excel sheet for years, I knew I was meant to use lab data with my clients. But then the questions hit. which lab companies accept unlicensed health practitioners, and what tests are even available to me? How do I learn to interpret the lab results? How does it all work? And so that's why I created the ultimate free resource that I wish existed during my own quest for these answers. Just DM me the word lab guide on Instagram at testdontguess, or click the link in the show notes below to instantly access our totally free unlicensed practitioner's guide to functional lab testing. This is the resource you've been looking for if you're new to functional testing, or you want to make sure that you're aware of the different options that are available. So grab this guide and you'll be able to navigate the wild, wild west of functional lab testing like a seasoned pro.
Yeah. And so with the information that you can get from the lab work, are you able to customize supplementation? I know supplementation during pregnancy is another whole, big conversation, big topic, but what are you able to influence with the lab work with a, let's say, pregnant patient or client?
Lots. Yeah. Lots. I mean, even starting with preconception, we can support male and female fertility. We can identify specific areas that could be holding them back from conceiving if they have been struggling with infertility. We can help people go on the proper prenatal multinutrient for them based on specific levels of nutrients that range from, B6 and retinol, just forgotten nutrients, and making sure that people are getting just enough vitamin D, not too much. That if somebody needs iron supplementation, that they're taking it, that if they don't, they absolutely are not, because it can be quite detrimental to take iron if it's not necessary. And actually looking at the full panel of iron markers, not just ferritin or, ferritin and hemoglobin, like a lot of people just look at those two max, is really important, because then you can see exactly what's going on with iron metabolism, iron storage, just the context around it, because sometimes the person doesn't need an iron supplement. They just need to increase the iron in their food or, other things that can support and scaffold proper metabolism of iron versus like throwing more iron at the person.
When they don't need it. Like to look at B6, right?
Yeah. And yeah.
That marker.
B6 is such an interesting marker because different people need different levels. And I see people all over the map in their preconception B6 levels, and the top quality prenatal vitamins go from 2 milligrams all the way to 50 milligrams in a daily dose. So you don't want to put somebody on 50 milligrams of B6 if they are already kind of off the charts in their B6 levels. So just making sure that everybody's getting the right amount for them of the nutrients is really, really helpful. I mean, every vitamin has epigenetic functions. Even, specific minerals have specific epigenetic functions as well, like iodine. And optimizing nutrient levels in both parents' preconception and in the mother during pregnancy can really help improve the epigenetic outcomes for, for this baby before they're even conceived and born. It's an amazing time to leverage this potential.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know B6 is one of the things that's recommended if you have morning sickness or all day sickness for many people. Yeah. And so I guess knowing those numbers too will help with that. Have you seen anything specific come up with someone in their first trimester that is typically linked with morning sickness? Any like clinical pearls there?
Well, it's interesting. I would say that working with somebody preconception and optimizing their B6 levels before they even conceive tends to make it so that people don't have severe morning sickness. Now, it is also true that, that some people have a genetic tendency towards hyperemesis gravidarum, and just working on B6 is not even going to be enough for those individuals. There has to be a much bigger plan in place. But I would say by and large, optimizing someone's B6 before they conceive really does help lower the incidence and severity of nausea during that first trimester of pregnancy.
That's amazing. The clients that you both work with, are they typically working with midwives or conventional OBGYNs? What does that relationship look like?
It depends. I would say about 60% of my clients are working with the conventional OBGYN, and about 40% of my clients are working with midwives, many of whom are very conventional and rather, you know, out of date in terms of research on lab markers and things like that. So a lot of them, it doesn't really make a huge difference in terms of the approach that their practitioner has.
Yeah. So they're right.
The
practitioner is running the lab work. And then do you feel like they are getting, you know, opposite advice to what you would be recommending based on possibly not interpreting the labs, you know, the way that you've learned?
Yeah, it depends. So, I mean, a lot of the time the practitioner isn't running all the markers that I am. So whatever their practitioner is running, then I'm suggesting additional markers that the OBGYN or midwife may actually be adding on as an add-on, or they may not. But then when I interpret the lab work, I actually print up, you know, or I create a PDF from LabSmarts with the report that graphs out the optimal ranges for some, you know, that are individualized for that patient from a functional perspective. And so they get that report, and it's a terrific tool to start a conversation with their physician or midwife. And to, you know, then I can provide all the, you know, the research bibliography to help the physician or midwife understand that the person actually maybe doesn't need iron supplementation at all, because their iron is actually optimal for that trimester of pregnancy. You just send them the bibliography, and it's, you know, it really helps everybody. I don't see it as being a conflictual issue, or, you know, I mean, the patient may initially get some conflicting pieces of information, but using this method of lab work interpretation, which is, we didn't talk about how LabSmarts goes into individual characteristics, like, you know, age and altitude, not just whether a person is pregnant and what trimester they're in. But because it is such a strongly evidence-based and extraordinarily well-referenced software, it's a really helpful tool for patients and their more allopathic trained medical or non-medical providers like midwives to actually re-enter and reassess the world of functional lab testing during pregnancy, so that everybody's on the same page. And I've actually seen this be, you know, not only the reference ranges that we worked so hard to dig up from the research, but also the implementation of those within the framework of the LabSmart software. These are terrific ways of helping update doctors and midwives so that the patient's outcomes are actually improving. Patients have been incredibly satisfied with the work that we've done together and how it helps improve what they get out of their work with their providers.
When someone sends me two HTMA tests and asks why they haven't seen much change, my first question is always, are you using Vicon? Vicon is the supplement company that I truly can't stop talking about inside our Instant HTMA professional community. And here's why. With Vicon, you're able to customize a supplement blend based on your client's HTMA test, complete with the client's name printed right on the label. So no more generic solutions or piecing together massive, complicated, and expensive protocols. Practitioners love Vicon because it wipes out supplement fatigue, which leads to real, tangible results. And clients love it because it's so simple to take, whether they choose the powder or the pills. And most importantly, they're able to experience the magic of getting the right nutrients along with crucial cofactors for their body. All you have to do as the practitioner is choose a base formula, customize it using over 25 different properly sourced options like extra potassium or liver support, and you can even whip up a custom prenatal or support breastfeeding moms. The possibilities are truly endless. And then just to make sure that the blend is perfect, you can always set up a quick consult with the amazing Vicon team, and they are happy to help. So if you're ready to revolutionize your approach to supplementation, grab our free Vicon guide and sign up for your own free Vicon account and let them know that you heard about it from Test Don't Guess. Check out the link in the show notes to get started.
Yeah, we don't put any diagnostic terms in the software because that's what we're not trying to diagnose. We're just trying to point out imbalances you know, in the and with those optimal ranges. So then they could go back to their doctor and say, well, you know, this seems looks like I'm okay in this area, or it looks like, you know, I may need to, you know, have some concern in this other area with the physiology of the body. And so we try to stay in our lane with the software and with what we do in working with clients.
That's great. Can you tell me more about this 6-week pregnancy masterclass? I saw that it's called What You Never Learned About Blood Work in Preconception, Pregnancy, and Postpartum. So it covers all the bases.
Yeah. So we have the first module. It's a 6-module course. We did it live in the summer last year, and we're going to do another live one. I think April, I think. April. We haven't planned it out yet, but we have it, but we recorded the course that we did in the summer, and we have that available right now. So it was a 6-week live course, so 6 modules. And the first one is around preconception and some of the markers to test during preconception, some of the things to consider. And then we go into four weeks of different groupings of markers throughout the different trimesters of pregnancy. CBC markers, there's the second week or second module when we talk about the changes in the immune system, the changes in all the red blood cell related markers around that hemodilution. We go into the physiology. This is the cool stuff that we like too. I like learning why all these blood markers change throughout pregnancy. We go into, you know, platelets and the coagulation markers. That high estrogen during pregnancy signals that liver to produce more proteins, and it has some dramatic effects on coagulation and those markers there. And we go into then iron and copper and then all the different other components like liver and kidney and all the different changes. And we explain, we have tables. So you don't have to have the software because I take all the, everything that I've done with, you know, with in the tables and in the software I have, we created tables for the class where you could see in non-pregnant and then each trimester, how those ranges, I give you the ranges in the tables and how they change throughout pregnancy. And then we have postpartum, and then we have a whole special section at the end. The 6th module is on thyroid. And so we go through the thyroid, and Sarah brings up some case studies that she has, you know, used in her practice to show people how things change and what she's done. You know, one of them was like how some doctor was recommending high iodine to one of her clients, and it was dramatically impacting her thyroid. And so it's pretty cool information. And do you have any more info on the class, Sarah?
Not really. You did an amazing job with, you know, with the rundown. We have a full module just on thyroid function from preconception through pregnancy to postpartum. We have a lot of information on risk factors for postpartum depression, not only how to prevent those risk factors, as just like, you know, we talk about preeclampsia prevention, gestational diabetes prevention, and of course, management of these conditions that they do come up. So, you know, it's just really terrific information that, you know, researching it has really improved the way that I work clinically, and the whole way that we framed the course is really thought of as integrating the clinical practice with this robust evidence-based research to help with the outcomes.
That's great. It sounds incredibly comprehensive and very needed, like I said. Do either of you offer services outside of your masterclass if somebody is wanting to work with you?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a one-on-one nutritional therapy practice where I work with obviously preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum, in addition to more broadly complex health cases, which has been the area where I've gotten just so many referrals over the years. I actually started my practice thinking of focusing on preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum. And then somehow I got nicknamed as the Dr. House of Nutritional Therapy along the way. So I get all these like mystery cases. It's really fun to work through them. And then I also have a case study group for clinicians where we talk about case studies that people are currently working on in their practice. It's super fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm Sarah's brilliant. And I leave the client work to Sarah. I mean, used to work with clients maybe 10 years ago or so, but now I'm just focusing on developing this LabSmart software for practitioners like Sarah to make blood work interpretation easier and more accurate, and try to implement different reference ranges. I have about half of my ranges now have children's ranges. Half of my markers have children's ranges. So I'm hoping to expand that this year and just add more features to make it easier to interpret for clinicians and practitioners to interpret blood work. And that's what I love. I'm just a blood work analysis nerd.
I'm in the same boat. I'm just a nerd for all of the automation with the apps and all that. I just love it. And
I know. I love what you're doing too, Jen.
Thanks.
Collaborate.
Right. Well, so just one last closing question, just for fun. What is something that each of you are currently learning in your downtime?
Now, I could take one. Just last night, like, I watched this video from Bradley, I forget his name, Bradley Nelson or something, on the emotion code. And I started doing these, you know, I don't know if you know about it, where, you know, you do the muscle testing and you say there's like column A and B in different rows and where these different stuck emotions are in your body. And I've been last year having some pains in my shoulder and stuff. And I've been doing that. And I've just released all this stuck energy and it's just fascinating. So that's what I've been doing just even yesterday.
That's so funny because I just started that book within the last week.
No way.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yes, amazing. It's not all physical. It's and a lot of our issues are energy stuck
in
it.
For sure.
Yeah. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, well, speaking of energy and not physical, I have just a fun personal interest in quantum physics. I'm reading a book series on different aspects of quantum physics.
Wow.
I've been really fascinated by the topic for a few years, and it's been fun to really dig into some of this. And I've also been doing lots and lots of research on bipolar disorder for my clinical practice. It's been really, really interesting to dive into the details of different aspects of bipolar disorder and how the disorder itself and the medications that people tend to take for managing bipolar disorder, how that affects all areas of health at different stages of life, including preconception and pregnancy. You know, so for example, how does the way that kidney function and filtration changes, and even, you know, thyroid changes during pregnancy, how those affect people on lithium, and how the medication might affect thyroid function during preconception, pregnancy, and post, because there are different areas that medication really affects, and the two organs that lithium affects the most is the thyroid and the kidneys. And so we have to look at how kidney filtration changes in pregnancy affect how lithium is cleared, and how that in turn affects the thyroid function and all of that. It's so much interesting information. Yeah.
So just some light learning is what it sounds like.
Totally.
Well, I wanted to mention to the listeners that you guys have very generously created a coupon code for the 6-week masterclass. And so if anybody is interested in joining, you can go to the show notes below this episode and type in test don't guess 10 and get 10% off. So thank you so much for providing that to our listeners. And you said that that's going to be starting in April.
So the coupon code is valid at any time for people who sign up with it. So we have an evergreen course that people can sign up for at any time. And then we have another live course that is going to be starting in April. We still have to, the dates are still to be determined, but it will be on Thursdays.
Okay.
Starting probably in early to mid April.
Okay. And then there was also, you guys are providing the listeners with a free gift as well, a TSH by trimester pregnancy chart. And so I'll link to that below the episode as well.
I put together that graph and it's just, there's so many different reference ranges for TSH for so many different people and labs. And I just threw them all on this chart so you could see, you know, what our optimal ranges are, where you're seeing other experts in thyroid health, what they may say. And it's just pretty cool. And as part of the course, though, Sarah has this, is it supplement guide to prenatal or is it?
Choosing the right prenatal based on people's lab work.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Course too.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at Test Don't Guess on Instagram or testdontguess.org, or you can check out the free private Facebook group called Test Don't Guess Functional Lab Chats to go ahead and continue this conversation. So until next time, always keep learning and stay curious.